So what we're doing now is a little bit of a continuation, but it's pretty self-contained. So basically, we know that the halacha of the Karban Pesach has to be roasted. Sli Eish. Get roasted on the fire. And that's the mitzvah. That's the way you eat the Karban Pesach. It's Sli Eish. Fine. But there's a lav of eating it na umavushal. Okay, na means halfway roasted. You put a roast on the fire, but you stop halfway. And mevushal means cooked in water or liquid. Okay, and so if you eat the Karban Pesach in either of those two methods, it's not just that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, but you violate this los asai. You get malchus. Okay, fine. So the question is, let's say I were to do it in some other method besides for those two. Some other method which is not sli, right? Not sli, not roasted, but nor is it the na'am of Asha. Okay, nor is it na'am of Asha. So, for instance, let's say I burn it. Okay, so I roast it, but I go too far, and I burn the thing. Okay, so it's no longer defined as sli'ish, it's defined as kali'ish, which means burned by the fire. Okay, presumably it's still edible, because it's not edible and it's not achila, whatever. Let's say it's still edible, but it's not really good, you know? You've burned it. So the Gemara says, I might think that you're going to be chayiv, right? So the Gemara says, no, mevushal. It says the Torah only limited the lav to no mevushal. So although you haven't filled the mitzvah, it would seem, but that's not the lav. The lav is only no mevushal, only half roasted and cooked in liquid. Okay? So that we explained is that you may have thought, what's the Hamina? You would have thought that the lav is to violate that which is not Sli'esh. So since this isn't Sli'esh, so therefore that's the violation. Mm-hmm. So not Kamash Malon, that the Torah singled out two specific forms of not Sli'esh, which is non-Mavushal.
Not to include others.
The other ones, it's true, are not the mitzvah, but they're not the lav. The lav is singling out the other forms. So he said it, but it's kind of funny. Why are these unique? If the whole idea is that it's not sli'ish, what's so unique about these two forms? Right? So we started to say, and this is where I think we left off, we had to work it out better, is that it's the lav is where you do it through a process which is like contrary to sli'ish. It's like a denial of sli'ish, denial of roasted. So if you do bishul, that's like a denial. It's a totally different process. And if you do nah, that's like an aborted sli. You stop it early. So you're doing sli, stopping it. You know, so it's like an aborted sli. So those are like contraries of sli-ish. But if you just leave it on the fire for too long, so then it's not a contrary to the thing. It's just that it's too long. That doesn't contradict the dinner tzli'esh. So it's true, it's not the mitzvah anymore, but it's not like contradictory to it. Okay? So that sounds reasonable, but the problem is, as we asked, is that I'm spinning it a little bit, because why can't you equally say that going too far is contradictory? Like, why is it that when you go too far, you say, oh, it's just too far? When you go too short, you say, oh, you're aborting it. Right? Why don't you say the opposite? Say, look, when you do it a little bit, at least you're involved in sli'esh. You didn't do it enough. When you do it afterwards, it's like you're over getting rid of sli'esh or something. Right? What's the sense in this direction? Right? It seems somewhat arbitrary. It needs somewhat of a defense. I was saying like this: it's somewhat of a fact, kind of. But I just want to say that there's gnaw. See, what is half roasting? So, like, the Gemara asks, what's half roasting? So it says it's like the Persians call abarnim. Okay, there's a Hebrew word, na, is a Persian word abarnim. Okay? So if there's a word for it, presumably it's a method in which people use it. It's actually a cooking method. Right? You don't make words for things that no one does, right? Like, yeah, all Nick saw there's like sauteed onions. Sauteed is a type of a thing people do. There wouldn't be such a word sauteed if no one ever did that, right? You make up words for things. So apparently, this is a method which is a method of preparing meat called barnum. Now, there's no method. What's the method? The kaliyesh isn't really a description of a type of preparation. It's just burned by fire, sarov. So I'm saying there's no method of preparation of meat, burning it, burning it to aggressive and eating it. That's a mistake, or that's just you don't do that. That's not a method of cooking. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's tzli has gone, you know, gone too far. So it's like the contradiction to tzli is where you use a contrary, a different method of beshel, different method of cooking. And that's it's not just that it's absent the din of tzliyesh, but you're using your Pesach and saying, is it Torah said tzliyesh? I'm doing something different. I'm going to stop it early and I'm going to do it now. I want to eat it at barna. I want to do it mevushal. Right? But the idea of kaliyesh is just, it's true, it's gone so far that it lacks the characteristic of tzliyesh, but it's not a contrary bishul method, because no one does that. It's just like even if you happen to decide to, it doesn't matter. Like you, let's say I happen, I'm a crazy guy, and I like it burned. It's not objectively a bishul method of bishul. So therefore, it's not a contradiction to the tzliyeshin. Now it's true, it's absent of the tzliyeshin, I can go to the mitzvah, but it's not a contrary. In order for the contrary, it has to be a recognized process, and that's why I think we're specifically saying what's this? What exactly is this nah? And it says like the Persians call this, you know, burn them. So the fact that it is, as opposed to in the case of tzli, it's a, you know, burned, this is, how is it? It says shavi charucha, you've made it parched, or burned, you know, that's not like a type of cooking, that's just burned, this is a generic word, it's burned. You know, you can say you burn a table, you can burn a piece of meat, you know. Okay?
Sounds closer to
the question is like this, Hamidoskana is that what's the malchus for? What's the lav? Is it for eating the Karban Pesach non-tzliyesh? It's really just for the absence, for an achila, which is like absent, which is not the derech of the mitzvah? Or is it just not just an ad? Then it would also include burned, because that's also not tzliyesh. Or do you say, no, the Torah is singling out, no, umavosh alamarti lecha, the Torah is choosing methods which are contrary, which are differentiated methods of preparation. And it's saying those differentiated methods are defined as like a hafgah, like a contradiction to tzliyesh, and that's the lav. So if that's the case, so burning it isn't a method of cooking. It's just a way that the thing could go too far, so there's no longer tzli. But it's not a contradiction to the din. It's not hafgah the din tzliyesh, never told it in Nasser. But it's still, you're not yotzei the mitzvah because it's not tzliyesh. It's just not the contradiction. It's not just not the violation. As an aside, I mean, you think it says an aside because halachically this is the way it is, but. But the question is, what's the idea behind the demanding tzli as opposed to non-mevushal? Right? It's like a philosophical question. Right? Which is fine, but it's possible, yeah. So there's I saw the Sefer Chinuch has two explanations. Okay? So one explanation he says is that, and this is the one the Rambam has also, is that it's chipazon, that they were rushing out of Mitzrayim. And that was part of the mitzvah, is that they were in haste. They were breaking away from Mitzrayim. Like that was the matzah that arrived, and that was part of the idea, that they were, you know, there was like a running from Mitzrayim, and they were in haste. And he says the quickest method of cooking something is if you barbecue it in the fire, right? If you boil it or whatever, those are slower methods, right? So the quick method of cooking is through burning, roasting it, you know? And that's one thing. That's why it's roasted as opposed to, right? You know, if you want a barbecue, you get a piece of meat ready, and then quickly put on the barbecue, you'll have much quicker. And then he says, barbecuing is a derech of chashivas, of rich people. Okay, because I think the reason is like a cholent is like a poor man's food, because you can have lots of beans and potatoes and whatever, and you put in a little bit of meat. And you fill up on all the other stuff. You have a little bit of meat, it gives it the flavor, and the meat's expensive. Mm-hmm. But a guy who's wealthy could just afford to eat a big steak and fill up on a steak. But that's a wealthy type of cooking. So a tavshil, bishel, and a liquid lend itself to cooking with other stuff. Right? It mixes together and it forms a stew. But in tzli, it's basically each thing for itself. So then you're basically just going to be eating meat. So that's why that's like a derech, it's like hashivas. So there's an idea of like a hashivas in the Karban Pesach, like the Cheiros or something, you know. So in the surface, it sounds a little bit contradictory. On the one hand, it's saying it's like we're rushing and we don't have time. On the other hand, we're saying is that you're trying to eat like in the manner of hashivas, you know. But I think it's like this is a good point. Is that see the fact that we're in haste isn't because it's like they're going to kill us, and we have to be, you know, it's not because we're dying and we're going to get killed and we're running away. We don't even have time to cook our meat all the way, and, you know. But he's like, no, I think it doesn't have the chashivas. No, it's like a different method, but it's not really the chashivas of the thing. It's like halfway, you know, it's kind of halfway. So it could be is that that's the doing. No, it would imply like we're running away, and like we're really scared, and therefore we have to escape, and, you know. That's not the idea. The idea of chippazon is the idea of that we're breaking away from the culture of Mitzrayim, and philosophically we have to make a breach from Mitzrayim, and we're going out. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we're now going to eat the Karban Pesach in an inferior manner. On the contrary, it's tzliyesh, but don't do it non, don't do it mitzvah. Don't do it through the slow method and undermine, you know, the chippazon, you know, nor do it in the undercooked method and therefore deny the chashivas of the thing. So that's, again, that's again, but that's, you know, whether you have that or not, I think the halacha is fine. But it's, you know, it's, I think it's, you know. These, and the idea is that this is a zecher to the Ram says, this is a zecher to the original Karban Pesach. So these are the certain mitzvahs that start from the original Karban Pesach that, that are eternalized in terms of the mitzvah of the Doros. So he says, breaking the bones also. He says, when you break the bones, it's like you eat very, it takes a long time. You break the bone, you strike out the marrow. Because you can't do that. It's like they had eaten haste. It takes a lot of the details into, you know, based upon the idea of haste. Okay, fine. So any further questions on this before we go further? Okay, so now the next thing is raw. So Gemara has a further halakha. I would think if you eat it raw, you'd be chayev. So it says no. Not mavushal, not raw. Okay, so on the surface, that's a funny habamina. You know, first of all, didn't we already establish this? That's only non-bushel. What further point is raw adding to this thing that it didn't already have from the burned? From the burned, you know? Put all this together here with Gil and Jonah developing. So, eating it raw is in a certain sense a contradiction to tzli, in a certain sense not. Okay, so we're taking as a fact. I forgot we haven't taken this, but taking as an assumption is that the people eat meat raw, like sushi, for instance, nowadays. That there's a method of eating meat raw. Because if there wasn't, then of course it's not going to be a contradiction to tzli. Then it's like the burned. Right? So we're saying as a fact, we're positing that that's a method. Like nowadays you have steak tartare, nowadays you have sushi. There's something. Presumably then that was the method to which people eat it. So therefore, you can say, so that is a contradiction to tzli, because now you're eating it, you can eat it roasted, you can eat it cooked, half roasted, or raw. Mm-hmm. They're all contradictions, but Jonah notices, yeah, but you're not cooking it at all. So you say tzli is a certain method of cooking, certain method of preparation, but this is not a contrary method of preparation, it's simply a non-preparation. So that's not a contradiction to the thing. So that makes sense. So then what's the Havmina back again, right? So why was it? So Gil says, yeah, but it's a contrary method of eating it, right? It's a contrary method of eating it. There's just different ways to eat it. You could eat it sli, you could eat it now, you could eat it mvushal, you could eat it raw. So according to the Havmina, the contradiction to sli, the law of the contradiction to sli, is if you eat it in a contrary method of a contrary type of food. You could eat it, there's ways in which the food, not the action of preparation, but there's types of foods, there's types of dishes. There's tzli dishes, there's na dishes, there's mevushal dishes, there's raw dishes. There's a raw dish. So a raw dish is a contradiction to a tzli dish, because that's over there for one of the four methods of eating meat, and you're ignoring the method the Torah said it should be a barbecued piece of meat, not a cooked piece of meat, not a na piece of meat, not a raw piece of meat. So it's a contradiction to the shame tzli and the meat. So Kamash Malan, it's not that it's just a contradiction in the property of the meat, but it's a contrary method of preparation. Because it's the contradiction has to lie in the action of preparation, that the meat was prepared through a different process than tzliyesh. So you should do tzliyesh, but don't do an alternate method. And if you do an alternate method, that's contradicting it. So if you do an Om Mevushal, that's a contrary method. But if you just eat it raw, so then you can't say I'm contradicting the method of preparation of tzli. I'm just simply not doing any method. It's just an absence. So it's not tzliyesh, but it's not the violation. So that's what I'm saying. You see, even the way the Torah formulated it is that it's not just to eat it in a different style of meat than tzli, or a contrary style of the chafza, but it's where the chatz is prepared through an alternate maisa, a contrary maisa, contrary method of preparation, and therefore the issa, the lav, is relegated to methods of preparation. No, I'm a voshal martyr of Allah chai. You know what I mean? So if it's raw, if it's fully burned, that's not a contradiction in the maisa, nor in, because it's not a type of cooking, nor in the chavta, because it's not a way people eat it. It's not a method of serving meat. So that definitely the Gemara is knocking out. But now, when it comes to chai, it's saying, wait, when we say contradicting sli, do we mean in terms of the chavta, the way, the nature of the food item, or do we mean in terms of the proper part of the preparation? So it's saying is that tzli eisa has been in the maisa of preparation, and you can't eat it, contradict the process of tzli through eating it through a different preparation method. And therefore, tzli is raw is not going to be a contradiction. Right? Next issue. So when we talk about tzli, tzli eish, there's two terms here. Tzli and eish. Okay? So far we've been discussing tzli. But there's another thing. It's tzli eish, which means roasted by the fire of a lo tzli machmas davar acher. It can't be roasted by something else. So for instance, if you're cooking the thing, and as a Gemara is a case, the Mishnah, if the carbon pasach when it's roasting, if it touches up against the wall of the oven, so now the oven is cooking it, not the fire. So it's tzli, it's like roasted. It's not in the water, but the roasting is not by the flame, it's by the wall, by the oven, by the surface of the oven. So it's saying that's a problem. You can't eat that part. Then it's not going to pass the whole carbon, but you have to peel off or whatever. So it's tzli eish lo tzli machas davar acher. Okay, it can't be roasted by something else. So the question is, so how do you roast it? So how are you going to roast the thing, right? If you're not going to lean it up against the wall or something, how are you possibly going to roast the thing? If it's going to touch something else than that other thing, right? So what are you going to do? And in theory, if you're going to barbecue, someone's touching the grates. Right? We'll see. The Ram holds that you could do the grates. But simple pshat, so how could you come up with a way to do it?
I was thinking, like, the way, like, you know, those things, when you see, like, Hawaiians cooking a pig, like...
Yeah, I got a spit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, so you put a spit through it. Through his mouth. Right? So that's the problem? Okay, so the spit's going to heat up, right? That's the same problem. Now it's going to be cooked by the spit.
Yeah, but it's... No, not exactly, because the spit isn't getting hot and touching the thing. The
it's underneath the fire. It's getting hot, and therefore it's cooking the thing.
Okay. Okay, so here's what the answer is. I mean, this is what you're going to
hold it with your hand.
So the answer is because the problem is the spit is metal, and if the spit is metal, it's going to get hot also, the whole spit, right? So the Mishnah says you use a wooden spit.
Yeah, a wooden spit. Okay, and you soak it in water for a day or something. And
well, the problem is water. If you put water in, then the water is going to absorb it. And it's gonna
no,
but... But it's basically, it's a spit. It's a wooden spit, which is not going to have water coming out of it, but it's going to be to the side, so the sides may get a little hot, but it's not going to conduct the heat because it's wood. Right, so metal is going to be a problem with wooden, so you use a wooden spit and it finds the exact kind of wood which is simultaneously not going to burn, but it's also not going to spit out water and then make it bishul at that part of the thing, so it works it out, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara asks, says, yeah, but, what's his name? Rabbi, hold me 1 second. So the Gemara says, why not just use metal? So it says, I'll tell you why, because metal is cham miktsasu cham kulo. Cham miktsasu cham kulo means if part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot. Right, it's like the idea of a wooden spoon. If you mix your pasta with a metal spoon and you leave your hand there too long, the whole spoon is going to get hot because it conducts the heat well. But if you use a wooden spoon, so then it's not going to get hot. It doesn't conduct it well. So it says by metal, it says, I did the cham miktsasu cham kulo. So it says, since part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot. So therefore, metal spit would be a problem because the part on the outside, which is an out of fire, it's going to get a little hot and it's going to conduct the heat in the middle. And right, it says, but wood is not going to happen. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is not like a Yehuda. Okay, the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah says a wooden spit. It says the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says this is on 9 Dalam Aleph from Sachin. He says the same shespud shel eitz einu nisraf. Okay, this is a wild chita. Okay, and this is our job to understand this. But he says like this: just like a wooden spit doesn't get burned, kach shespud shel matachas einu matiach. So to a metal spit doesn't get hot.
How is that possible? Okay,
and so I'm low. Check it out. This one, if you heat up one side of it, the rest of it gets hot. The metal. But the wood, it doesn't work that way. Right? So it doesn't work. It doesn't conduct. Right? So what are you talking about, Rebuta? Just like the metal, the wooden spit doesn't get burned, so too, the metal spit doesn't get hot. Really? Just seems to be he's wrong on the facts. Right? He's just positing a fact. Is it what he never knew? that if you think it doesn't get hot, why don't you take it out and put your hand on it? And I mean, obviously, he must have realized that the fact is that metal conducts, right? This isn't a very advanced thing that we know because of modern physics, right? I mean, you don't have to know anything to know that if you put something hot, you know, if you're trying to use your knife and sharpen it in a flame, obviously everyone knows you're going to hold one side of the metal, you know. It's just an experiential thing. So his argument sounds ridiculous. Just like a wood, the wood doesn't get burned, so too the metal doesn't get hot. I mean, that sounds, right? Sounds wild. So that's the way to figure out what's his argument and what's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chanan. Okay, rough problem. Rough problem, because that's all it is. I mean, he doesn't really say much. He says, Rashi says, Kishin Shvashalet, Kishaton Lasovitanor, just like this wooden thing when you hang it in the oven, and it's covered by the sheep, Ein Mash B'Sofatla Nisraf, the part which is inside of the sheep doesn't get burned, Shatla Megin Allah, because the sheep protects it, Kach Shbud Shel Matachas, so to the metal spit, Ein Mash B'Tochatla Matiach, Machas Chomixasa, Yotze Chutzutla, so to the part which is inside the Tla doesn't get burned, doesn't get hot, from the heat of the part which is sticking outside. That sounds wrong, factually. Even though the metal, the wood doesn't, but the metal does, because when it's wood, just because part of it gets hot, the other part doesn't. Therefore, it's roasted by the fire. Right, but by metal, it conducts. Even the part which is covered, therefore it's roasted by the shpud. Right? So, a very difficult problem. But that's what I'd like to take up. Okay, take that up, and then maybe we'll do... you can look on the top of my name, and I'll do that also.